Okay, welcome back everybody to our learning at Shari. We are just days away from Parshas Bamidbar. I'm following Parshas Bamidbar. Every year is Ma Maton Torasenu, Shavuos, the time of giving of Torah at Tzaras. So it's appropriate to learn right before we go into Yom Tov. It's always appropriate to learn, but especially before we go into Yom Tov. Lilui Nishmasa and Lazecha Nishmasa Miriam Fran, Miriam Baschaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, and Hashem Shehav. We continue so in the merit of our Torah. I thought I'll share with you ladies who make the effort to attend in person. It was very nice. Someone sent me an email about something else, a question about what am I shiurim online, but then she wrote the PS, so she enjoys online shiurim, and she was taking such chizuk. She thought it was so nice how we're learning about davening for spiritual inyanim. She was referring to this class, and she's a person who listens online. I'm not even sure where she lives, but I think that's a chizuk for all of us, because if we don't make the effort to attend in person, then there is no shiur online, and like this way, the Torah is spreading outwards, Baruch Hashem. So, kol kavod to you all. So we are on page 113, please. Let's just go, the page 113 is the beginning of a middle of a sentence, so let's just go to the last. We're not going to repeat the insights that we did last time. We ended last time talking about Korach. And the last thing we said is that Korach was punished not because he was Korach, because he didn't daven to Hashem to help him change his mido. So one of the things we suggested is perhaps davening this week, focusing on asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us change a specific mido. So I don't know if anybody is trying or isn't trying, but I'm trying. Okay, page 112. At the bottom, tefillah is like a hand, it's a receptacle. Without tefillah, no matter what Hashem offers to us, we won't be able to receive it. So Hashem could be giving us all sorts of brachas. How are we going to catch the bracha? Tefillah applies to every aspect of your avodah, to whatever you want to attain, whether you want to have a Hashem, whether you want your Hashem, whether you want to be a Baal Rachamim, whether you want to immerse yourself in Torah study, whether you want to increase your mitzvah performance, everything requires tefillah. Okay, so that's what we did last time. Welcome. Please join. Come. Do you want to come closer? Nancy's not coming tonight. You want to sit at the end? Okay.
Thank you.
When we begin our day, Chazal have ordained that we should pray. Why? Because it's based on Avram Avinu. It's in Perikah Tes of Bereishis, by the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. Actually, I want to quote the exact lashon because I want to tell you something interesting about that. When we begin our day, Chazal have ordained that we daven. Who is Mesakin Tefillah Shachris? It goes in order of the Avos, so it's not so hard to remember. Who is Mesakin Tefillah Shachris? Avraham Avinu was Mesakin Shachris. So I want to tell you the pasuk from where we learned that Avram davened Shachris. So I want you to listen to something very important. I'm in Perikah Tes, Sodom has been destroyed. Okay? The last thing we're told is Vatabed Ishto Me'acharav Vatahi Nitziv Melech. Who's that talking about? Mrs. Low. She turned around to look behind her. She becomes a pillar of salt. Very next pasuk. But before that, I should actually say, God overturned these cities, Veskol HaKikar, and the entire plain, Veskol Yoshve HaArim, and all the inhabitants of the cities, Vitzamach HaAdama, the vegetation of the soil. So we're told everything is destroyed. Then we're told, I want you to listen to the sequence carefully. Then we're told, his wife turned around. She has been told by the Malachim, do not turn around. Flee. She turns around. She's turned into a pillar of salt. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram woke up early in the morning. Vis-a-vis Avram Avinu, it says three times Avram woke up early in the morning. Once by the Akedah, this is not in the correct order. Once when he sends away Hagar and Yishmael. And one time here when he wakes up early in the morning by the destruction of Sodom. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram woke up early in the morning. Elamakom Asher Amad Sham Espanei Hashem. To the place where he had stood before Hashem. What is that referring to? What did Avram Avinu do yesterday before the destruction of Sodom? He davened. He was bargaining with Hashem. If there are 50, 45, 40, the day before he's davening. He goes to sleep, so to speak. Something happens overnight. What happens in the interim? The whole place is destroyed. What does Avram do in the morning? He wakes up and he davens again. Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Again, the third time it says this about Avram Avinu, even though this is really the second time, the Akedah is still coming. And Targum Unklis tells us there, Va'akdem Avram Bitzafra, Avram woke up early in the morning, La'asra deshemesh tamen bitzilo kadam Hashem. To the place where Targum Unklis' word for tefillah is, the root word of, did I ever say in this class? It's the first time we're really talking about tefillah. What? Yeah?
But I don't remember.
Tzel. Tzadi lamed, shade. It's a beautiful way to understand tefillah. Tadavan is to come under the protective shade of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so Avram davens, and from here the Gemara says that we learn from here that Avram was Mesakin Shachris. Okay, the Gemara in Brachos says Avram Mesakin Shachris. That's the godless of Avram being Masakin Shachris, that even though it seems like his tefillos of yesterday were Mekabel, nevertheless, he wakes up in the morning, what does he do? He daven again. But it's even better than that. It's even deeper than that. What's the sequence? We're told in Pasuk Chav Hey, everything is overturned. Pasuk Chav Vav, the inhabitants, the Pasuk Chav Hey is everything is overturned. The plains, the people, the vegetation. Pasuk Chav Vav, his wife is turned into a pillar of salt, referring to Mrs. Lot. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Avram Davins, he's Misakin Shachris. Pasuk Chav Ches, by Yashkev al Pnei Sodom, he gazed down upon the towards Sodom and Amorah and towards the face of the land, and he sees that everything is smoking like the smoke of a lime pit. I'm asking you, what is the significance of the order of the Psukim here? Think. He davened yesterday, everyone should be saved. Maybe there are 50 tzaddikim, are you gahashofe, kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpa, will the judge of the earth not do righteousness? Ha'av tisfet tzaddikim rasha, maybe there are righteous people, you're going to destroy everyone. He davens. We all know what happens. What happens? The malachim go in, mashchisim, manachnu, asamagam. Everyone's going to be destroyed. Don't look behind you. And then we're told everything is overturned. The inhabitants are utterly destroyed. The plants of the place, vegetation. The wife looks back. She's destroyed. Listen to me. I wish I had a blackboard. 1 second. Avram wakes up early to the place where he stood before God yesterday. Unkos tells us, the Gemara tells us, he davened. Next pasuk. Listen. It's very important. He gazes over the face of Sodom and Amorah, and he sees it smoking like the smoke of a lime pit. Yes, you have the answer.
They both looked, right? They both looked. I don't know.
So there for a while.
Going off on a completely different tangent.
So there for a while.
Well, Ishus looked and she turned into a pillar. Avram looked and he didn't. So
Avram wasn't told. She was told, don't turn around. She's specifically commanded not to look back. She came from the place. You're not allowed to glorify in someone else's destruction when you're being saved. You should not see their embarrassment. You should not see that they're being destroyed. You're commanded not to look back. You're lucky enough to be saved. You who wouldn't even share salt with your wicked, when your wickedness with the neighbors and the guests, if you're lucky enough to be saved, you davka are told not to look back. I wasn't told not to look back. I was davening for these people, yeah. I'm going to tell you the answer, but I'm going to say sequence one more time. Maybe someone's going to have a ha'ara. He davens, Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. We're davka told everything is overturned, the inhabitants are wiped out, the vegetation, total destruction. The wife turns around, salt. Avram wakes up early in the morning and he davens. Avram gazes over the city and he sees that it's been overturned and destroyed. It's unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to tell you. He doesn't wake up and check the news first. He wakes up and he davens first. He has such tranquility. It's unbelievable, Amuna. Such implicit trust and faith. I davened for something yesterday. I don't even need to know when I wake up today what happened before I daven again. I have such menuchas and nefesh that the Ribono Shel Olam hears tefillah. He's the shomea tefillah. That I don't need to check the news first. First he davens again. Then let me see what happened over there. Someone else will wake up, if you even slept at all, by the way. Run to the window, or today run to this, and click on the news site, and I have to see what happened. I have to know what happened. He doesn't need to know what's going on in the whole world. He only needs to know about his relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the godless of Chazal telling us, davka here, that Avram was Misalkin Shachris. It's not simply that he davened. And it's not that he davened and his tefillos seem to be unanswered. He doesn't even know when he gets up to daven what the verdict was. He doesn't check first. Look at the sequence. Everything in the Torah is in order for a specific reason. It's unbelievable. I put my whole kishka into this davening. I davened so hard. The Baal Chesed par excellence, the Bechinas Chesed, the epitome of Chesed. Who takes in three dusty nomadic Arabs, Vayita Eshobu Be'er Sheva, he's bringing people, Tachas Kamfei Ashchina, he's bringing the glory of God to the whole world, he is such a Muna. He doesn't need to know. First he davens, now I reaffirm my connection with God, now let me see what happened. Such a sense of tranquility. Do you understand the godless of this? He doesn't need to know the news. Whatever Hashem did in the world, He did. I need to first wake up and reestablish my connection with Hashem. That's the first thing a Jew needs to do in his day. Then I could check a Ruth Sheva and see what's happening at the Gaza border. Then I could check Yeshiva World News and see how the Gedolim are doing. After, the first thing I need to do in my day is reestablish my connection with God. Then I could do everything else. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Evgai, you want to say something?
No, it is tremendous.
It should be in our DNA. So it's an Isayan for us. I tell myself in the morning, Micha, you don't need to check the news. And I think of this. You don't need to check the news. Whatever happens, happens. I was diving saying yesterday, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I don't need to know before I reestablish Dveikus, Amunah, Vani Kirvas, Elohim, Litov. That's first. Then look out the window and see what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah. It's very, very powerful. And it's very, very timeless. And it's very, very relevant. And it's also very, very hard for us on our level. Because we like to know everything that happens. And in somewhere in my morning, I will reestablish my connection with God. I'm not exactly sure where the priority is. What do I have to do first? I don't know if I'm on Facebook. Maybe I have to see what was posted overnight. I don't know. Maybe that's important. Maybe, and the Gaza border is very important. Rachman son Hashem Yirachim Aleinu. Hashem Yishmer Aleinu. It is important. But it's not more important than tefillah. Okay, now I'm hot. I was going to tell it to you on the next page. Okay. Why did I even say that now? Does anyone know? What's the last thing I said in here?
Because when we begin our day.
When we begin our day. Chazal have ordained that we pray. Okay, so now we really know what it means, by the way. That when we begin our day, we have to daven. It's not just to daven. We really know what it means. Okay, 1 second. I want to see something. Okay, let's go. The pasuk says they shall fear. Does anyone have comments or questions on that? Okay. They shall fear you when the sun rises, quoting a pasuk from Tehillim. Tefillah is, in other words, when the sun rises. Vayashkem Avram Baboker. In the morning. Hashkama Saboker. Tefillah is needed at the point of transition from darkness to light. Keyword transition. This is the ideal time. And that also, I'm actually going to go to the next patriarch, actually. As Bashar, I told you, Avram here, and on the next page when I wanted to tell you, because when the sun rises, Vayashkem Avram Bavokar, you need tefillah at the point of transition. Here we write from darkness to light, but the truth is we also need the transition in tefillah from light to darkness. Okay? So that's when Avram was Misak and Shachris. What about Yitzchak?
So what's Lashon?
I can't hear. I don't know. And what did you say? Same thing. Okay. So it's 2463. Chaf Dalet Samech Gimel. It's the time of the Shidduch. We're in Parshas Chayei Sarah. Okay. Then this is where the Gemara tells us that Yitzchak was Misak and Tfilas Mincha. Okay, Avram Shachos, we just explored. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besada. Yitzchak went out lasuach besada. Rashi says, Unifak Yitzchak litzala bechakila. What did he go to do? What word did I just say? Litzala. What word are we using again? Tzel, shade. What did he say? Shade. Okay. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besada. Rashi tells us, Pasha lashon tefila. Okay. Lifnos erev. Keywords. What is happening when he goes out to daven? Lifnos erev. What time is this? It's a time of transition. It's not full daytime. It's not erev yet. It's not shachus. Lifnos erev. It's turning into erev. Once again, what do we see about Yitzchak? It's not just that he davened an afternoon prayer. It's a time of transition. By the way, the whole situation of Yitzchak at this point was a time of transition. He's not in his mother's house. This is Chayei Sarah and Perachav Dal. What happens in Perachav Gimel of Chayei Sarah? Atamasara Bekiryas Arba. He Chavan. Sarah has died. He's not in his mother's house. He's not yet with his wife, never mind his wife's house. He doesn't know exactly who he's going to marry. He's waiting for the Eved to bring back the wife. He's not in one house. He's not in the other house. He's in a time of transition. And the Chumash represents that to us by Lifnos Erev. So here we had another dimension to Tefillah. Turn over and over, because everything is in here. The first thing we spoke about tefillah, is the first priority of the day is to establish our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What happened in the world, I don't even know right now. Vayashkim Avram Baboker, right? Alamakom Asher Amacham Espanei Hashem, Mikan Shavram Tikein Tefillah Shachas. And then we come to Yitzchak. And why do we add a new dimension about Yitzchak, which Mechaber mentions, that tefillah is needed at a time of transition. When you're unsure, when you're undecided, how often are we undecided about things in life? Very often. It could be the smallest things, like, what should I make for supper? I'm really not trying to minimize things. I'm being serious here. What should I make for supper? Or everyone will find something to eat. We're in a moment of indecision. And it could be in the very major things of life. Yitzchak's in a very major parasha, which is the Shidduch parasha. It's a more major time of transition. And then there's all the things in between, whether it's a new job, which isn't as minor as what should I make for supper. And it's not as major or life-altering as the Shidduch situation, but it is significant. And there are times when we're all faced with these different times of indecision and transition in our lives. And the question is, what do we do in those times? So we know now what we do in the morning. What do we do in the morning first? It's a Nisayon. It is a Nisayon. If the day's news was turbulent the day before, I'm talking about Jewish news, by the way. I'm not talking about, things not shtusim, totally not relevant to us. I'm talking about things that affect us, that you really want to know about. Clearly, Avram really wanted to know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe not so much. But now we're learning a new dimension from the time of Mincha. You're in a time of transition. You're not in your mother's house. You're not in your wife's house. You're looking for a Shidduch. How do we learn this? Lifnos Erev. It's not morning. It's not evening. We're turning towards the time period of evening. What do you do in a time of transition? Once again, who's the address that you go to? You ask people for advice, you seek Das Torah, you ask your friends or close confidants, yes, but ultimately, what do you do? Lifnot Erev. By the way, note that Erev is not only evening, it's also the word for Erbuvia, and Erbuvia is confusion. So further relates, so... It's unbelievable. You can't make this up. I have a friend who says, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. You know, there are people, Rahman's son, Kofrim, who say that a man composed the Torah. What person could do this with such brilliance? It's not possible. The secrets embedded in every word. Who could come up with this? Erev is not only towards evening. It's also Erbuvia, which means confusion, which is exactly what it is in a time of transition. In a time of transition, you're confused. Should I make fleishik for Shabbos? Should I milk for Shabbos? Should they just eat cereal because I have no time? It's a silly example, but it's something that's very relevant to I think, many of us. What should I do? You can't make it up. Lifnos Erev, it doesn't only mean I'm going towards evening, which in itself represents transition of the day, but it also means erbuvia. I'm in a sense of confusion. So what should you do in a sense of confusion? Vayetze Yitzchak lasadeh. You go out, just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. By the way, to make it even better, how are you doing? What? That's amazing. Thank you. It's amazing. Baruch Hashem. It's amazing. Amazing. So what was I going to say? Oh, what's interesting also is that the word, or the letters, Ve'etze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, so Sin Dalid or Shin Dalid is not only the root of field. It can also allude to a name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shin, then Dalet, then Yud. For example, we say in Tehillim, we say it in Kabbalah Shabbos, Ya'alos Sadai v'chol asher bo. As you run anew, Atzeyar. Sadai there refers to the fields. Atzeyar refers to the forest. They will exalt by the glory, by the salvation of God. But it's interesting, Sin, Dalet, Yud. If you see that word right away, what do you think it is? You don't think it's fields. What do you think it is? Hashem. Ya'alos Sadai v'chol asher bo. You don't know the translation of that, and you ask them what this means. You're going to think that somehow it refers to the name of Hashem, because Hashem's name is Shakai. Okay, change the dot. So Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. So what do you need to do in this time of indecision? I'm putting this all together now. It's Erev. It's lifnos erev. So it's a time transition. Not in my mother's house, not even in my wife's house. Shidduch is a clear time of transition. So the Torahs tell you when you're in a time of transition, not afternoon, not evening, not your mother's house, not your wife's house. What should you do in the sense of irbuvya in life? Hashem, what should I make for supper? Help me. No, I'm being serious, by the way. Should I take this job or shouldn't I take this job? Help me. Should I date this person or shouldn't I date this person? Please help me. Should I say this to my child or shouldn't I say this to my child? So many times we're in a time of decision. So what do you do in that time of irbuvia, which is confusion, which is transition, which is lifnos erev? You daven. You go to the sadeh. Yalo sadai or shakai. So you think it's an accident that a shin and a sin are the exact same letter? You turn to the Ribono shel Olam lasuach basada and you find the koach of tefillah. Unifak Yitzchak, like I feel like I'm jumping on my chair. I'm controlling myself. I'm not jumping. Almost. Unifak Yitzchak litzala bachak lecha chelak field. Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. Okay. Questions or comments? So therefore, let's start that paragraph again. When we begin our day, Chazal have ordained that we pray. The Pasuk says, they shall fear you when the sun rises. But we can also say, they shall fear you when the sun sets. Because tefillah is needed at any point of transition. Whether it's, I'm amending the sentence a little bit based on our learning this evening, okay? Tefillah is needed at any point of transition. You know where I am? Second paragraph, third line. Or maybe first paragraph. Tefillah is needed at the point of any transition, whether it's from darkness to light or if it's from light to darkness. To have the ability to learn Torah properly throughout the day, to have the ability to perform mitzvos, the day must begin and end, again, I'm amending this a little bit, with prayer. Excuse me. The beginning of the day will then have an effect on the entire rest of the day. And really, the day needs to end also with tefillah, which will have an effect on your retrospection. How was my day? Before you go to sleep, and Chazal tells us, Rashi tells us that the neshama returns to the Ribono shel Olam every night. Rashi tells us that every night the neshama goes up to Hashem, and there's a din v'chashbon every night, and you're found chayav every night, but Hashem in His great chesed returns your neshama to you. So not only does the beginning of the day have to begin with tefillah, but so too the end of the day must begin with tefillah. So now we go by process of elimination. If Yitzchak, if Avram was misakin shachar, so we looked at that, and Yitzchak was misakin arvis, that I said it wrong, and Yitzchak was misakin mincha, then that leaves us with one prayer and one patriarch. Okay. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. I'm in Perek Chav Ches. And Yaakov left from Be'er Sheva. Vayele Charana. And he goes to Charan. Vayifka b'makom. Keywords. Pigi'ah is a lashon tefillah. Pei gimel ayin. To meet. To encounter. Vayifka b'makom. Vayalen sham. Kiva Hashemish. Interestingly, Targum Onkelos does not translate this as prayer, except that the Gemara tells us that this is where Yaakov was misakin tefillas arvis. Vayifka b'makom vayalan sham ki ba hashemesh. So this point, it's not vayashkem, which is hashkamas aboker. It's not lifnos erev, which is late afternoon. It's now ki ba hashemesh. So what is this now? The sun has set in this place. Vayifka b'makom, he encountered the place. Vayifka, where is he? Actually, he's in Har Hamoria. And Rashi tells us Lashon Tefillah. So it's Rashi who quotes Chazal, who tells us Shetikin Tefillas Arvis. He was misakin the evening prayer. Okay? Where? At Har HaMoriah. So what do we really learn from Yaakov? So I don't have any, it's more Pasha Pshat. I haven't come up with any of the amazing. I mean, it's just amazing on Pasha Pshat, but I don't have anything deeper to offer. If you can think of it, think of something. That it's a time of evening. And it's very obvious that in a time of evening, it's even more frightening than a time of indecision. Because a time of evening, kiva hashemesh, when the sun sets, in Kabbalistic terms, night represents galus. Ema chasheicha gedola nofalas avlav. In a Perek Tazvav, by the Brisbane Absarim, when it tells us that Avram fell into a deep sleep, vater dema nafal alav, Avram fell into a deep sleep, lamecha nir dom, very deep sleep, and it says ema chasheicha gedola nofalas, so the Medrash tells us it's the Arba Galios. Darkness is an allusion to Galos. Where is Yaakov going at this time? It's dark. Kiva Hashemesh. He's Mesakin Arvis. Where is he on his way to? Galus. He's going to live by who? He's going to Lavan. He has to leave home. Exile. Exile is any time you leave your home territory. He's not with his parents. He too is not yet married. He's all alone at this point, and he's going into Galus as well. He's being exiled from his home. Somebody wants to kill him. Is that not the description of exile? He has to leave Eretz Yisrael for the backwater of Luz, and it's a frightening time. Kivah HaShemesh. So I guess we do have a little bit of an illusion here. Kivah HaShemesh is darkness, and darkness represents exile. And what do we do in those times? We pray. We daven. Yes.
I remember hearing one that Mishana Makom, Mishana Mazel. The reason why your mazel changes when you're Mishana Makom is because you end up putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. You have to establish new relationships, you have to navigate new territory, you know, figure out like where to go shop. It's a whole, you're putting yourself in a very uncomfortable and
vulnerable
position. So Hashem gives you an extra mazel. And it's
oh, that's nice. Who says that?
I heard it many, many years ago. I don't remember where I heard it. And I think
it's like an extra, one second, I'm just trying to understand. It's an extra siyata deshmaya, so to speak. Siyata deshmaya means divine assistance. That's what it literally means, help from heaven. Have a good night. And a good Shabbos and a good Yantef.
You too.
Siyata deshmaya means balatar misayin oso. Siyata is help, deshmaya is heaven. So that's very nice. Why Mishana Makom, Mishana Mazel? You're in a turbulent time. When you're Mishana Makom, it's a hard time. So Ribbono Shel Olam knows that, so he gives you an extra mazel to help you out.
Yeah, so
that's
very
nice.
It's interesting that the Zman Tfilah, the times of transition, if they're actually in essence an optimal time to daven, that when it's a time of transition and you're more vulnerable, then that's a more auspicious time for your tefillahs to be accepted. I think that based on that.
So, the first insight, I understand. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that why we're davening three times a day at times of transition, right?
Right.
So, I mean, why not daven not at the time of transition? Why daven at a time of transition? It's probably because, based on that, I would think that they're just a more optimal time.
Oh, it's a metaphysical Mishana Makom. It means not physical. It's like
You're not changing your place.
You're not changing your actual place, but you're changing your metaphysical place. So therefore you daven, and therefore...
It seems like it's just a more auspicious time for your tefillos to, you know, just reach its target. It's just a thought.
So in other words, the extra siyata deshmaya is prevalent during this time of transition, which is really equated with Mishana Makom.
No, it wasn't even Mishana Makom. It was more that the vulnerable part, that transition part.
But you are Mishana Makom when you're in times of transition. Shachris is when you're leaving the enclave of either your home for a woman or the base tefillah for a man. You're going out into the world. That is sort of a Mishana Makom.
True.
And Mincha is the time usually when you're coming home. That's also Mishana Makom. Now you have to, you know, lepetach chatas rovit. So I forget where I read it. Could be Rabbi Krohn, but I'm not sure that you have to, or Rabbi Biederman, I really don't remember, that you have to conquer your inclination when you're about to come into your house. Okay, and then Arvis is the time where you reflect on the whole day and your neshama is about to go up to Hashem. So I'm connecting the two things that you're saying. The truth is that each time of transition of tefillah is Mishana Makom in a metaphysical sense. Even if you're in the same place, you are every single day. Metaphysically, not physically, spiritually, or emotionally, or cognitively, you are switching your place. So you're saying you have an enhanced mazel in those times, perhaps, which is why we daven and our tefillahs are accepted. Okay, it's a very nice thought. Yes, anything else? Okay. So let's just finish up this pasuk before we go back, since we're talking about Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. So the pasuk says, "Vayivka b'makom, pigi'a is a lashon tefila." He encountered the place. But here, well, it is a little bit deeper, because Vayivka b'makom means he encountered the place, the actual place in the forest where he's going to sleep. But one of the names for the Ribbono Shel Olam is Hamakom. You said I didn't hear. So Vayivka Bamakom doesn't only mean, which the Pasha Pshat is, he encountered the place where he's going to spend the night, but rather, who did he encounter there?
Hashem.
The Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayalan Sham, he slept there. Kivah Hashemesh, we spoke about that. Now it's Arvis, now he's going into Galus, now it's a time of darkness. Once again, Makom. By the way, three times. Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that before, ever. three times it says Makom. He's the final patriarch who is misaking the last of the tefillos, but perhaps it's an allusion to the fact that he closes off the sequence of all three prayers of the day. It says Makom in this pasuk three times. Three times a day we stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam and we daven based on the three patriarchs. Vayivkah b'makom once. Vayalon shem kibal shamish. Vayikach me avnei hamakom. So it's sort of an allusion to the fact that Yaakov Avinu closed, so to speak, the cycle of prayer for the day. Not only was he misakin arvis, but he brought the circle, full circle around. How many times do we meet the makom in our daily routine? All the time. But in formal prayer, thrice. Okay, questions or comments? So quiet. Okay. You know what we're talking about? I'm not being facetious. No one's saying anything? You okay? Okay, fine. I'll go on. Okay, it's boring to listen to only me. Okay. Page 113. No? Okay. Page 113. It's funny because I have different protocol in different classes. There's really only one class of the whole week where I won't take any questions or comments because I was finding that it was going so off, like one of my parsha classes. I can't take any questions or comments because it was sometimes so off tangent I couldn't finish the material. Different classes have different, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dynamics.
What?
Dynamics.
Dynamics, thank you. Yes, exactly. So now, if the entire day is under the effect of tefillah, so when we say entire day, we now understand the goddess of Shachris, sort of, when it was Misakim, the goddess of Shachris is much greater than what we just said, but the point of creation of Shachris, so to speak, not creation, implementation. Okay, entire day. Shachris we spoke about, Mincha we spoke about. By the way, I have to say something else about Mincha. Sorry, I meant to say it before. Okay, so Vayetzik Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Lasuach is Lashon Tfilah, both according to Targum Unklus and according to Rashi. Rashi, by the way, lived much after Unklus. Unklus was a nephew of the Roman emperor, who the emperor sent in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to destroy the Jews, and he ended up converting. Okay, so he precedes Rashi by like 1,000 years. So Lasuach Basada, Lashon Tfilah, Basada is not only an allusion to the field, but also an allusion to Hashem, the name of God of Shakai, Lifnos Erev, we spoke all about Lifnos Erev. But why was he misaking Davka Mincha? And when you're in a time of indecision, Lifnos Erev, and Irbuvia, confusion, and you find the Koach of prayer, Sicha, in the Sadeh of Shakai, you will find comfort. Mincha, Menachem. He found the comfort because he did the best thing one can do in a time of indecision. And that's pour out your heart like water before Hashem. So if the entire day is under the effect of tefillah, the Torah can last, and the mitzvahs can last, and everything else accomplished throughout the day can last. But if the day is not based on, I'm amending the words a little bit based on our learning today, our shir, if the day, not only the beginning, if the whole day is not based on prayer, keeping in mind Shani's addition, that really Mishana Makom throughout the day. So if the whole day is not based on prayer, one can, Chas V'Shem, try to serve Hashem without even praying to Him. And then he becomes like the customer in the previous example. The customer in the previous example is someone's trying to pass you a bottle of water. So they have the water, but you don't have a receptacle with which to benefit from the water. So talking about the prayers of the day, Mincha, I love this vignette. Hey, I'm quoting from the biography of Menachem Begin, who was known as the most Jewish of Israel's prime ministers. When he won the prime ministership, he put on a kippah, he made the Shachiyah a blessing. Anyway, listen to this. I love this vignette. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling? Because I didn't used to say it right?
No comment.
Did I not? Probably not. In 1981, for example, as Begin was beginning to form the coalition government after his successful re-election, seven rabbis from the Agudas Yisrael party barged into his office, contentiously demanding ministerial positions in the upcoming government. Begin listened calmly. No progress was being made. After the first brief pause in the ruckus, Begin, with an impish smile, looked at these seven rabbis from Agudas Yisrael party who barged in, and he said in Yiddish, a language he never used in public office, Rabosai, hat mir schein gedavet mincha? Gentlemen, have you already, page 155, it's an unbelievable book if you didn't read it. Highly recommend. Rabosai, hat mir schein gedavet mincha? Gentlemen, have you all davened mincha? They have not. So the seven of them, along with Begin, his aide Yechiel Kadishai, and his friend Hart Haston, constituted the requisite minyan. After they davened, they calmly continued their discussion. The next day, after Begin's prayer recess had cooled tempers, a compromise had been reached, and the government was announced. Begin was the one, until Begin, Alav flew on Shabbat, he was the one, he stood up in the Knesset, it was really recently in the Five Tests Jewish Times, quoted by Rabbi Yair Hoffman, he stood up and he made an impassioned plea before the Knesset. He said, how can we, the Jewish state, fly our planes overhead, broadcast to all who see that we do not keep the Shabbat? It was because of him that Shabbos was, Allah does not fly on Shabbos. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, yeah. But more than, now we add another dimension to tefillah, and that is that the koach of tefillah b'tzibur, and the koach to unite people, and to cool tempers, properly, when it's properly, and to put, why are you shaking your head?
No, it's beautiful.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
what? He was very special, Megan. He was very, very special. I've been to the museum. You could see, he was the one who allowed the Russians to also come to Israel.
If you didn't read this book, it's excellent. There are, unfortunately, sometimes we lose the understanding of what prayer can accomplish. Rashi tells us that one of the spices of the Ketoris was not Rashi. The Torah tells us that one, it's in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa in Perek Lamed of Shemos, that one of the spices of the Ketoris, the 11-spice mixture, was Chalbera. And Chalbera is a spice that smells bad. So Rashi says, so why do you use a bad-smelling spice in the Ketoris, in the Beis HaMikdash? It's going to stink. So Rashi says to teach us, Lo yakol ba'eininu, it should not be light in our eyes, letzaref imanu ba'agudas ta'aniyosenu ubitfilasenu esposha Yisrael. It should not be light in our eyes that when we have fast days and prayer gatherings, we have to include the sinners of Israel. And sometimes we lose, Rachmana Letzlan, the... What do we lose? We lose the sensitivity to how powerful and impactful tefillah is. Not only tefillah b'yachid, but tefillah b'tzibur. What brought about the compromise so that the government could be formed? Rabosai, how do you say it in Yiddish? Ha'mir, gedavent mincha, whatever it is. Gentlemen, have you davened mincha? And so they davened, and they got together. So here we have another aspect to tefillah b'tzibur. Not only the connection and transition and every person's personal moment of mishana makom, wherever you are throughout the day, as we have been learning, but has the koach to bind the tzibur together. Rachman al-Tzlan, sometimes we really lose that sensitivity. And Rachman al-Tzlan, really, Rachman al-Tzlan, may the Almighty save us. We only remember in a time of tzara, unfortunately. Then we're all together. Sometimes when it's peaceful, we kick people out of shul because they don't look right, they don't dress right. My husband was in a shul a couple of years ago when it happened that somebody was not wearing a jacket. This is in recent times, in one of our communities, someone was asked to, he couldn't daven for the amud because he was publicly embarrassed because of his attire. He wasn't like going to the beach attire, even if he was, should he have been publicly embarrassed. He was respectable, but I think he wouldn't put on a jacket or a talus. My husband was there, and I'm not saying this to slander people in our community, and I'm not giving any details about it, but my husband was there. He was publicly embarrassed, and he walked out of shul. It's a Musra Haska for us, that the sensitivity that we have to have, not only to our fellow Jew, but the koach of what tefillah can accomplish. But if we don't appreciate what tefillah can accomplish, then we don't appreciate the members who make up the minyan, and we don't appreciate the time spent in davening. And it's true. It's a true statement in our society. I'm talking about myself, that I do not often appreciate enough the power of prayer. But when you start to delve into when the Abbas were massacring the very foundation of our tefillah, look how powerful it is. It's very sad. The Rebbe Shalom is giving us such a gift, but our hand's not out. So what should we do? So we can't accept all the Shafa Bracha because we're lacking in tefillah, and that's the hand to accept the present. Tefillah with tefillah, not with a sense of separateness. Let's finish this page, please. What was that? Nothing, something outside? I heard something, outside. Tefillah with tefillah, not with a sense of separateness. You must attain the habit of uttering words of tefillah directly to Hashem throughout the day in the second person. For example, when you wake up in the morning and you leave your house and you go to pray. So here, he's going to tell us that you have to daven when you're going to daven. If Chazal say nothing can be attained without tefillah, then even prayer requires prayer. So what's he saying? Before you even start davening, you have to daven to daven. If so, you must pray to Hashem before tefillah, you'll be able to pray properly. So I have to tell you what I read in Mishpacha this week. You know, they have like, in the top of one of the articles in the front, this week it was a very powerful article. Did anyone see? It was about the Jewish boy who was protesting with a yellow star. Did you read it? Rabbi who? Grylek? Yeah. Anyway, on the top of that page, it was unbelievable. If you could go back and read, you should read it. On the top of the page, there's like a one-line quote. So you know what the quote was this week? So of course I saved it for this class. It's the Divrei Chaim of Sons. Before prayer, I pray that during prayer, I will pray. It's a direct quote. In this class, Shabbos and Shabbat. Before prayer, said the Divrei Chaim of Sons, I pray that during prayer, I will pray. Unbelievable. If so, you must pray to Hashem before tefillah that you will be able to pray properly. So Hashem, please let me daven mincha. Not I'm going to daven mincha. Let my mincha encompass halavai. One mincha should encompass everything that Yitzchak's mincha encompassed. Halavai. I don't know if I'm ever going to be at that level. Before prayer, I pray that during prayer, we'll pray. You should have peace of mind without outer distraction from people around you or internal distractions such as troubled thoughts and worry. That's Avraham Avinu. There's no internal distraction. I'm not thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm not worried about Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm worried about cementing my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam for today. By the way, I'm going to end with this. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker al hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem. Makom. Avraham went before, not the place before, capital T, capital P, the place. Yitzchak went three times in that pasuk makom. And what about Yaakov went three times makom in his pasuk? But what about Yitzchak? There's no allusion to makom, but there is. Lasuach basada. And sada itself is once again an allusion. So, but Ezra Hashem, we should be zocha to internalize a little bit of the kochos that the avos were misaking into the prayers and Yamali Hashem, call Mishal Subayin Latova. Bizchus Tfilas Rabim, Amin V'Amin. Does anyone have questions or comments? I wish you a Chodesh Tov and a good Shabbos and a wonderful Yantif, Be'ezras Hashem. And thank you for coming on a Tuesday night. Thank you, ladies. Source Tovos.